trumpet sound his name. The one true God comes to rapture his faith. Slay the wicked and send this evil world straight to hell.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. Now, normally Tim would be sitting here guiding this chaos, but he is out sick tonight. So it's my turn to steer the ship, and don't worry, I'll try not to hit any icebergs or trigger the rapture.
It's the rapture!
Tuesday? The rapture?
Hey, Nostra, dumbass. Did the rapture come?
Won't even come to my rapture.
Apparently the world was supposed to end on Tuesday. Another big internet prophecy, sell your house, sell your car, kiss your dog goodbye, because this was the day.
But that didn't happen, did it?
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
And yet,
yeah, I'm doing this podcast from Starbucks because I sold everything.
You don't have anything left.
No, I have nothing left.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't get the reason why you would want to sell everything. You can't take any money with you. It's not like you got to get a better place when you get there.
I mean, people were emptying their bank accounts and giving it to like charities or their families who they didn't think were fit enough to get raptured.
Wow. Yeah, I used all the $111 I got from selling all my stuff to buy Trump coin.
To buy a Trump coin.
Yeah.
Just one. You figure that might get you in. Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I grew up in a religious background, but I don't think it's weird. I don't remember. And I grew up in the Southern Baptist, fire and brimstone, wooden pew church. But I don't remember the rapture being that talked about or that pushed on us, or at least maybe our little sect of Christianity.
Yeah, and I was same. I was raised Catholic, and I didn't know. I didn't hear about the rapture until I was in my 20s when I was in college. And I'm like, wait, what? What is that? So that's not taught to us growing up.
Yeah, it didn't help, especially with us being Gen X, growing up in an era when all the movies and all the TV shows were geared towards an apocalypse. Whether it was the Cold War, TV shows, movies, they were pushing you towards, the end's coming and what's going to happen after the end with, you had all the Mad Max stuff. And so it's kind of like pop culture for us has kind of been encapsulated in this, looking for the apocalypse to come. And I think that's why so many Gen X people, we've been there, done that so much. It's not something that scares us. Like it was supposed to.
It could become a challenge to us. Like, who will I become?
Yeah, it's like now I've survived apocalypse. 10 of these things. So
I only know about the rapture from the Blondie song.
Debbie Harry's about the only one that talked about it for you. Let's start with the actual rapture scare from this week. So there's a pastor in South Africa that, at least as far as the internet goes, is kind of the crux of this one. He was predicting it was going to be the end. And like you said, people were selling stuff, giving away homes, getting their deeds and literally giving them away. One, I don't understand why anyone would believe this over, a king in Nairobi wanting to give you part of his treasure. It seems very similar.
Everyone knows if the end is coming, you have to cut off your testicles and put on purple Nike shoes.
Well, that's
go in the basement of your house.
Yeah, that's another one. The the Hale-Bopp Comet crew that was probably, what was that, 89, 90?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What were they? Heaven's Gate. That was what they were called. And that the dude with the wild eyes. That was always on like late night TV talking to people. But yeah, it's and Y2K, that was another one where people thought, something was going to happen. And I guess psychologically, there's some form of comfort that people get with knowing or believing that they know what's going to happen, it gives them confidence to not be afraid or to feel like they're in control. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, even these people that obviously thought they were going to be raptured, right, because of TikTok, you would assume they were religious or studied the Bible or churchgoers. But even in that, like, it's very specific. And Dustin, you probably know this from growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, a thief comes like a thief in the night. You don't know the day or the hour. So right. Why are you now assuming you know the day and the hour?
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that was one thing that, you know, we were always, like you said, we were always told no one knows the day or the time, not even only God knows.
Not the angels in heaven.
Right. Jesus didn't know. Yeah. Like, you know, all these, but it seems like much of religion, it's something that can be used as a tool. I don't know what someone would try to accomplish. I don't know what this pastor in South Africa is saying now.
Didn't he push it back to October?
Well, that's the thing. If you go back, this happened in, when was this? May 21st, 2011. There was a prediction by a Harold Camping. He's an American Christian radio broadcaster and evangelist. He started a radio show in like 1958, and he had all these people that he was telling that it was going to be May 21st, 2011. And when it didn't happen, he pushed it back to October 21st, 2011, and it didn't happen again. And then he died in 2013. If you even go back further, there was the group called the Millerites in 1844. And they had this huge, I think it was an interpretation by William Miller. He was a self-proclaimed prophet in the 1840s. And he had a biblical prophecy that it was going to be, you know, this certain date. And it got really pushed out there in with newspapers and things enough to where a large part of the country knew or was aware of this date and this guy's prophecy. And it didn't happen. And when it didn't happen, it actually got named the Great Disappointment. And it literally drove a lot of people away from religion at a certain point because of it. So much so that they named it in history as the Great Disappointment. But when you look at the like you were saying, you just push it back. He did that. The guy later did that. It seems to be a common trope that, you know, if it doesn't work, it's just going to happen later. And if you're going to believe that, why not just keep pushing it back?
Yeah.
It doesn't
I like the Mayan calendar one. When the Mayan calendar ran out.
Right. Yeah. So this, So around 2011, you had that guy. 2012, you had the Mayan calendar. So I guess it's every, 15 years later, they got to bring it back around again. I'm not sure who pushed the September 23rd.
Do you think the guy in South Africa like didn't mean for it to blow up like this on TikTok, and then it's like, oh crap?
Well, like he said it to his congregation, and somebody was filming and on then, TikTok, like, it and just, it got out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like we will not be home tomorrow. You will not see your dog. You're going to be taken up.
Yeah, because all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
I never got that one either.
I got so, but I didn't watch a lot of the videos on it. I wanted to, but then again, I didn't because I was getting like super bad secondhand embarrassment from watching the videos.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know if this person's being sarcastic and they're making fun of people that right now I'm feeling bad for, or if these people are really
too much credit.
And then, like, if these people are really believing it, like, it was giving me like the worst secondhand embarrassment ever, to where I'd be like, I'd rather watch stuff on D4vid.
Yeah. I want to know all those same people, like, today, like, what are they doing? How are they feeling?
We could look it up.
Just, it seems like a knock to your pride for a lot of
people. Oh, yeah. I mean, it might drive some people insane because they were already like worked up and hyped up. And like I said, like it's like a hysteria catches on.
It's not a hard push from there to insanity is not
good. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're already, and then you kind of crash after that, right?
The whole thing was going to happen, but then everybody stopped taking acetaminophen at the last second, and that was what pushed it over the edge, and now it's not happening.
They were like, don't take the Tylenol, and they're like, crap.
Yeah. I mean, again, when you talk about, okay, this rapture thing happened, that's absurd. But then when you look at everything else going on in the world right now, it's really no more absurd than anything else that's going on. It kind of fits. Yeah.
You're right. Everything is absurd. Like on my feed, anytime I open up the news or my phone or something, like, what the heck? You know?
Yeah. Well, and I guess those are also, looking into this a little bit, at least at the times that the end of the world is supposed to happen, it usually occurs, or these things come up when there is a huge uproar about anything else in the world, whether it's, you know, it's political or economic or, you know, all of these things. Usually on the peaks of these are when these kind of rumors and predictions come about. Again,
you can have the Epstein files after I'm raptured.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe they should have said that they'll be available at the destination.
For those left behind.
Yeah.
I would like to know, did these people give away their homes? Were they just saying? I would really like a study to be done.
Somebody that actually gave it away?
Yeah, like a study to be done to see, like he was saying, ironically, or making fun of, which I was saying too. Like, I didn't know who was kidding or who was being real. And right. I was getting, yeah. So I wonder. I wonder how many people really, really believed that they knew the rapture was coming.
If they're being totally honest.
Nobody wants to admit they've been fooled.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody is going to come out and say, well, you, then again, you may have those people that, you know, admit that they gave Brad Pitt $20,000 for those AI pictures of him in a hospital bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still get, if you've got people that will admit to that, I guess you do have people that will admit to being wrong. But why are they admitting to being wrong other than to just get the attention that they were getting
views
before when they were saying it was going to happen?
Oh, and that's another thing. It's like about the views and the likes.
It's right? Attention. Yeah.
I did see some funny stuff, like people being like $500 down payment to take care of your pets after the rapture.
Yeah.
Payment needed before September 22nd.
Once again, the world didn't end, but we got a great excuse to revisit all the panic and paranoia that shaped our generation. And maybe that's the real rapture, you know, living through everyone else's failed prophecies and laughing about it later.
Oh, Jonestown. Well, that's not really the end of the world. That's just more hysteria.
Yeah.
That was the one where your husband told everybody to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor Aid. Kool-Aid gets Yeah, it was never Kool-Aid. It was, the brand was Flavor Aid, which was always the knockoff of Kool-Aid, if you remember growing up. Mm-hmm. And that's what they used. But for some reason, it's always been attached to them. It was cool. You know, don't drink the Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid.
Or Kool-Aid.
And Kool-Aid had nothing to do with it at all. It was Flavor Aid.
Kool-Aid and Tylenol.
Jonestown. Yeah.
Getting a bad name.
Don't put Tylenol in your Kool-Aid. What's the rapper story? Is it?
Oh yeah, that's messed up. Well, he's like a singer, but his name's
the
guy David.
They found the dead body in this car.
Yeah, so okay. It's spelled D4VD. It's pronounced David, but yeah, he a girl was found in rotting in pieces in the trunk of his Tesla while he was on his tour. So he's got a U.S. tour, then he's got a world tour. She was underage, but it just so happens that it's weird and it's eerie. Like, they've been talking to each other through Fortnite and Discord since she was like 11.
Oh.
She died before her 15th birthday. So she was her body was discovered like a day after her 15th birthday. And she was a runaway. And he has like songs about her with her name in the title. And it doesn't say he's doing this, but he's also got a song. So Song Celeste, which is her name. Then he's got songs called like Romantic Homicide. He's got videos about cutting people up. So the Tesla, while he was on tour, was parked down the block from the place he was renting.
Right. And it got repossessed and it got put in an impound lot. And that was where it was found, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there's no telling how long she was in there. If he did it, I don't.
Right. Or it's all really like creepy. He gave himself enough information out there for anyone to pin this on him. Too easily, you know.
Well, that's what some people are saying too.
Allegedly.
I don't know. It's a really eerie. Like when you listen to the lyrics of his songs and stuff, you're like, he's been thinking about this for too long.
Yeah, there's some things, subjects you should just kind of stay away from.
Anyway, that's all that was. It's been creeping me out all week.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Radio Labyrinth has sponsors. In fact, we have two delightful sponsors I'd like to tell you about right now. The first one being our longest sponsor, Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, proudly serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is the place to be, proudly serving you the best pizza and euros in the city. They're the place to be this fall. They have a huge selection of local Georgia and Southeast craft beers on tap, as well as many others available in bottles and cans. Their featured selection for fall is Scofflaw Brewing's Oktoberfest. Come out and enjoy a tasty ice-cold brew and some fantastic food made fresh to order. And I can attest to that. Their food is amazing. I'm talking about some of the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 9 p.m. And they are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia, and that's always fun, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Their food truck is also available. So if you're interested, call Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule your private or corporate event. And Mike says, thanks for listening to the best podcast around. Thank you, Mike. And for all your business and continued support. We're also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, which, if you're like me and good at math, is 20 years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
All right, Jeff, let's do some views of snooze.
All right, the Lowdown starts on Hulu on the 23rd, which is yesterday, but this is the new show from the guy that made Reservation Dogs.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to this one. Ethan Hawke is in it. A good part on the last season of Reservation Dogs.
Yeah, I've seen a few clips from that and trailers. That character he plays looks like it fits Ethan Hawke very well.
Yeah.
He plays it really well. Yeah, I'll check that out, for sure.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. Yeah.
Alice in Borderland comes back season 3 on the 25th.
Ah, Tim will like that. He was big into that one.
I've liked the first two seasons. I liked season 1 better than season 2, but...
I've never seen it.
I only watched season 1. It's kind of... It's weird. I mean, it's good weird, but it's strange.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll have to check out season 2 again.
And Chad Powers, this is the show with Glenn Powell, where he's doing that quarterback character that Eli Manning created.
When he's got the prosthetics on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This starts on the 30th.
Huh. What's
looking
that
forward
on?
To it. Hulu? I think it's on Hulu and then FX.
Okay. Yeah, Glenn Powell's slowly growing on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's one of those things where they put him in enough stuff, he's bound to be in something good for too long. I didn't mind him in the Twister sequel too much. So, yeah, we'll check
out. I'm looking forward to seeing him in that Stephen King.
Oh yeah, Running Man.
Running Man, yeah.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
November. Yeah. He's had a Stephen King's had a good run this year. Let's go to staff picks. My staff pick is audiobook. I started on Mel Brooks or Young Frankenstein, a Mel Brooks book, the story of the making of Young Frankenstein. And it's narrated by Mel Brooks. But you can tell he had a lot of help with this. So they took all these interviews from all the actors and producers, anybody that was associated with it. And then they, except for Mel Brooks, they gave all of their interview bits to voice actors. So they kind of step in as these other people. And it's, so it's kind of like listening to a documentary more so than listening to a biography kind of thing. But really cool. A lot of cool insight if you like Young Frankenstein and want to know more about that. It's been
That's cool. And check that out.
Audible.
Yeah, that is cool.
My staff pick is Task. Have you guys been watching this? Three episodes.
My mother-in-law says it's really
so good. Fucking good. Every episode, it's better than the last.
What's it about?
It's about this dude on his way out in the FBI. They have him doing like trade shows and stuff. And
I started that. Yeah. With what's his name?
Yeah, the Hulk.
The Hulk.
The Hulk. Yes. Yeah. We started that.
So good.
Yeah. I'm okay. Check it out.
And the dude from Ozark that played the crazy guy is the main bad guy. And he's really good.
Emilia Jones is in it too.
Yeah. And she's amazing. They're all doing the mayor of Easttown kind of Philly accent, but she's British. So it's like twice as hard for her.
Yeah.
But she does a really good job. Three episodes are out so far. I'm not sure how many it is. Maybe seven or eight.
Okay.
But it's so good.
And it's on HBO Max?
Yeah.
We watched The Blues Brothers this week. That was a suggestion from Dan, our previous guest, who's like, you know, I watched it when my daughter was your son's age. So we watched that, and it was fun. I haven't watched it in a really long time, so it was really fun to go back and watch it. And of course, like Al loved like the mall scene.
Oh yeah.
When they're like driving through, they're driving through all the windows, and they're like, "Oh, this place has everything." Yeah. In the church scene.
So much space in this mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good. So.
And it was great. I loved all the. Always looking at it now. Always like to see all the Easter egg stuff in it, like all the actors that. We're like doing bit parts, like Pee Wee Herman's in it.
Yep. Right. That's what Al goes. Oh my gosh. I was so impressed with him.
Did he know who he was?
It's Pee Wee Herman. He goes, it's Paul Rubens. And I was like, I love that you're such a nerd. Like, I love it.
And most of the watching, I watch a lot of the reaction videos, watching a lot of young people watch it now. Nobody catches Steven Spielberg in it at all. Which
I didn't. Where's Steven Spielberg? Yeah, I didn't catch that.
The guy in the tax office that will be back in 5 minutes, and then they come in and they hand him the money, that's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, all the music, I mean, all the music people in it are real musicians from the time and, you know, studio musicians and that have played with everyone. They were crappy actors, but they were great musicians. Right.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you this week and every week by our wonderful sponsors, the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia. Coming up at the Punchline, the 26th through the 28th, you have Eddie Ift. October 2nd through 4th, Shane Smith. On October 5th, Anna Prizzi. On October 9th, Des Bishop. October 10th through the 11th, Liz Mila.
And then October 17th, we've got Alex Falcone. 24th through the 26th, we've got Jeff Dye.
Yeah, I saw him last time he was here.
For tickets and information, go to punchline.com. And while you're there, enjoy a delicious meal at the Landmark Diner.
Join our Patreon. If you would like
to join our Patreon.
If you would like to join our Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And sign up. There's multiple tiers. If you'd like to be a producer on the Patreon side and help keep this show going, that's a $25 tier. And with that, you get a mention every week on the show, as well as a t-shirt from our t-shirt store and stickers and whatever else we can throw at you to keep you staying here. thanking our executive producers this week. We've got The Walkman, Michael Walker, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Robbie Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. Thank you guys so much for your support. Next week, Tim will be back against
he got raptured. You didn't hear?
Yeah, well, he's going to be coming back because
he was the only one that got raptured yesterday. Yeah.
So they canceled it, but he got stuck at the terminal and now he can't get back.
Oh, okay.
So we'll hopefully they'll get that worked out and he'll get his Uber from heaven and get back down here as soon as he can.
Well, when he comes back, will he go right into the clothes that he left on the studio at the studio floor?
He's got to find them. Jared probably already put them in the closet.
Oh, no, he's naked right now?
Yeah, he's standing there at Pearly Gates butt naked. Just knocking, waiting for someone, and they told him it was over. All right, so until next week, remember to
keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.